Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, Ed. 7:06. Happy Monday, Justin, Mamie, Bill. Gang's all here.
Everybody's here.
And even our Dunkin' cup is here.
Yes.
Iced coffee.
Yeah. I think they know my order now, I think.
Because of your mobile app?
Because of my mobile app. Yeah. I pulled up today and I was like, mobile order for? And they're like, come on around.
Do you think it makes it more personable to go to a place where you've pre-ordered? Because like you could, they like... No, like, oh, we're going to satisfy this person. We're giving them exactly what they
yeah,
want.
Yeah, and I feel bad-ish because, you know, I love local businesses, and but Dunkin' still counts as a
Dunkin's
local.
Dunkin's local.
They're still local.
And they have a physical brick-and-mortar local in the market.
I feel like nobody opens before 7, though, so it's, you know, it's what you got
to
do.
Get to work.
Make it at home, which is not going to happen.
Do you ever make iced coffee?
I do make it at home sometimes, but yeah, today it wasn't going to happen. It was just me and Layla at the house this morning, and... That was rough getting out of the bed this morning.
Maybe you need a little motivation for Monday.
I think I do.
I'm going to make Bill play a video first thing on Monday morning. It's 7:07. Here it is, Bill. Right there. Top one. Motivation. Woke up. This guy was motivating me this morning. I didn't know if this was the Denver Walmart or not, or maybe Huntersville. I wasn't sure. Maybe Walmart. Or, excuse me, Mooresville.
Mooresville.
Let's play this one from the top. This one's a good one. If you really need...
Dude, you gotta believe you can do it. You gotta believe you can do it. Don't worry about it. She don't believe you can do it. Don't worry about it. He don't believe you can do it. It don't matter if they don't believe you can do it. You gotta believe you can do it. You gotta think you can do it. You gotta feel like you can do it. You gotta constantly tell yourself you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, baby. Pour that chocolate milk on yourself.
Yeah, what's the point of pouring the milk in this? Is it? It's just for the views.
Well, for the radio audience right here that really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah.
There is a man running down the aisle at what I'm going to assume is a Walmart.
It looks like a Walmart.
And he's got a bag of cereal or box of cereal, not a bag of cereal. There is a difference, by the way, which I think I've clarified. And Fruity Dino Bites are the most dominant bag cereal there ever was. Box of cereal, gallon of chocolate milk. Subsequently, begins pouring it on himself and motivating the entire store.
I'm not sure if he was motivating or just terrifying me. This is like par for the course, though. At Sunday at the Mooresville Walmart,
okay,
it gets wild.
Okay,
wild.
Par
there.
For Mooresville Walmart on Sunday.
Yeah,
Justin Kazebis' bed at 5:30 on Monday. Two spots where you find that kind of
stuff happening
right there. Roll over, babe. It's time to get up. Don't talk to me. That's that's how the morning usually.
That's how it goes. He's got on some Fresh Prince. Swim trunks, though. Those are pretty nice.
Hey, you need motivation? Maybe you need to be motivated to win Merlefest tickets.
Today's the day.
And a stay at Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, graystonelodge.com. Beautiful boutique hotel in Boone, North Carolina. You get to stay there. Plus, then you can drive down to Wilkes Community College, check out Merlefest. Today's the day the winner's drawn.
Today's the day.
And what you had to do, you had to go on Instagram, you had to do these things, and then boom, that's all you had to do to win.
And I'll tell you guys a secret. We have not drawn it yet, so if you want to hurry up and get some more entries in, go for it.
Gets a clicking.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Get to tagging people. Yeah. I did go to an event Friday night and with church. It was the women's event.
Oh, how'd it go?
On. I went to that.
You were a speaker there.
I did speak. I don't know how I made it through. Jesus helped me not cough because that was a rough go. But I did have people coming up saying, I really hope I win that contest on Monday. I was like, well, I'll pray that you do.
Oh, no, don't give with that.
I do hope they win.
And we'll see you on Sunday.
I hope they do. I hope they do. I want everybody to win. I want everybody to go.
Everybody's a winner with Jesus.
That's right.
Daniel Ballard Burn Boot Camp coming in at 7:30. So here's the thing about Daniel. We know him. We went to school with Daniel. We meet Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Hopewell, graduated same year. Also wore a toga to grad. Was that grad? That wasn't graduation. No, that would have been homecoming.
Okay.
Homecoming. Wore a toga. Because that's what we did. You did too. Don't act like you didn't. I got pictures. He's over here waving his head like he did. Yeah, to homecoming. Bill wears togas.
Okay.
Last time you wore a toga, Bill?
I guess right then. I'm
probably 2007, 2008. Somewhere in that range.
Okay.
So, Daniel Ballard will be in today.
I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I saw some pictures of him. I hadn't seen him in a while. I don't know. He kind of reached out at the same time Mario came. So that's the thing is all these guys kind of. Next is going to be Stephen Rust of Escape 109.
The boys are back.
Oh, Escape 109?
Yeah. Stephen Rust also went to Hopewell, same year we all graduated together and all that.
I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun. Small town. Small world.
Multiple small towns put together into one larger town.
Yeah.
Maybe.
One larger town called Lake Norman.
Have you been to Sherrill's Ford recently?
You know what? It's been a little while.
I just wanted to test you on the small town.
It's been a little while. It's been probably about 6 months since I've been to Sherrill's Ford, but I have been.
Last time I went to Sherrill's Ford, we as in me, not as in you, took the kids and Debbie, and we went to one of the parks up there.
Mm.
It's like a village. It's like a park that's literally like grandiose, multi-decker, in the middle of nowhere in Sherrill's Ford.
Mm.
Shows you what's possible out here.
Well, last time I was there, I was like, they got a Publix now? They're coming up, man. It's getting fancy over there.
Do you go to I know that you're a Costco fan. Are you a Sheetz fan too?
I don't.
Or Quick Trip?
Well,
you like Quick Trip.
Yeah, I live right next to the QT, so go there.
Where's the closest Sheetz? There's a Sheetz on 28,
isn't there?
There's
a Sheetz anywhere around here.
Maybe? Huntersville?
I don't know.
Mooresville? There's a Sheetz in Mooresville.
Maybe.
Probably. Statistically speaking, there has to be. Anyway, Sheetz is getting sued.
Sheetz is getting sued?
Yeah, we'll talk about that at some point today. Joe Berg, WSIC sports director. We're going to have to get a look at sports this weekend. A lot took place. Did you watch Talladega last night, Bill?
I did not.
Okay. MJ had some screen time.
Oh, cool.
I saw who won.
Who?
Let's see. Tyler Reddick?
Maybe.
We'll find out
from Joe Berg. Maybe
I think
later.
So.
Oh,
I think so.
Did Mamie get it right? We will find out.
I think
out.
I did.
We also got to check on Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show. Airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. I don't think they're giving away Greystone this week, right? We're the only Greystone giveaways?
We are, yeah.
Wow.
Just the digital giveaway.
Wow.
We're down to the...
It's week of Merlefest.
Week of,
it starts on Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah, this week.
Ben Daniels will be there.
Yeah.
And he's going to be live from there with us on Thursday morning, I believe. So you
can get
a kind of...
knocking on doors of musical artists.
Good morning!
At 7 a.m.
What do you think they do at 7 a.m., music
they're
artists?
Sleeping yeah, hard.
Definitely sleeping. Interest rates going down? Doesn't really matter. Government's got a solution for us. We'll talk about that, too.
Okay.
Plenty of other things from my timeline this week. And what'd your timeline look like? Was yours in a happy mood this weekend?
My timeline
mood?
Was all Taylor Swift, all the time. Mm. New album dropped on Friday. What's your favorite song?
Did she have that music video? Was there a music video that she dropped to?
With Post Malone.
Where she looked kind of like she was in the Thriller music video a little bit, like something like that down low?
A little bit.
Is that what I saw? Like a blue dress?
Yeah.
That one was popping up on my timeline.
Yeah,
that one's
there
getting
you go.
Memed a little bit. I don't know what the name of the song is.
That one's called, I can't remember that one. Oh.
What's your favorite?
Probably Daddy, I Love Him is probably my favorite right
Did
now.
Did you just turn on the album and just blare it the whole weekend
over
since
over
Rob
over.
Was gone?
Yeah,
that
just
was
me
it.
And the dog at the house by ourselves.
Playing a little Tay.
Listen to Taylor
Tay-Tay?
All weekend.
Do we call her Tay-Tay?
Yeah, sometimes.
What's your favorite nickname for Tay Swift?
I call her T-Swift.
T-Swift?
That's probably it. Yeah, or Taylor.
That's a professional one for her.
Or my bestie. You know, we're going to Paris together.
That is true. You're going to meet up there.
Yeah, we're going to hang out. It's going
to
happen.
You're going to go to the Louvre?
Probably.
I do believe that you could somehow infiltrate your way to her higher rankings and then
I feel like it's going to happen. I just feel like I'm just putting it out there and it's going to happen. I'm not big into manifesting. Some people are very big into the manifesting. It's just like, we're just going to make it happen. It's just going to happen. I'm nice. I talk to everybody.
Well, that's true.
There's going to be somebody I
hey,
say
do you know
hey
where T-Swift's hanging out at right
no,
now?
No, it's just going to be like, hey, I'm from the United States. Oh, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm here with Taylor. Oh, well, that's great. Let's hang out.
I like the progression of
that's
that.
That's how it's going to happen.
Okay.
I planned it.
All right, let's find out why the government's going to help us out with interest rates. We'll do that next.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18. Happy Monday. There were quite a few cars as I was making a left out of the hood this morning.
Mm.
I don't know why.
Is that why you were late this morning? Traffic?
Different. I will tell you why I was late after. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time. There are 77 from Statesville to Charlotte. Traffic is getting a little heavier. Same way with Charlotte 77 northbound. You'll find pockets of heavy traffic, but things are moving at this time. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So hopefully it's a good start to the week.
Jeff, what is your motivation on Monday mornings when you get out of bed? Like me, I watch a guy dance down the aisles of Walmart, pour cereal on his head. What about you? What's your go-to?
I'll be honest. This morning, it is sleeping weather. If I could have slept in, I would. It's a beautiful morning, but sometimes it's a struggle. Other times, it's easier to get up out of the bed. I'm just being honest.
There you go. We like that, Jeff. We appreciate that about you, sir. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right. You guys have a great morning.
You too, sir. RideICats.com, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredale down to the city of Charlotte. So you asked why I was a little late this morning. I wasn't late.
I do want to clarify. I was here a full 1 minute before you
were.
Got here.
I was wondering. I always wonder. Okay,
one whole minute before you.
I may be the last, but if this were time trials, we'd be a lot closer. No, I was in the closet. I was getting dressed, and my foot landed in this nice pile of cat vomit.
Nice.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day on this giveaway day for Merlefest.
Giveaway Monday for Merlefest. It is this week, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, April 25th through the 28th. That's this Thursday through Sunday. Merlefest, it's here. It's here. Today's word of the day is brusque.
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 Brusque. B-R-U-S-K?
Mm. That is how it is pronounced.
Mm.
How it is spelled.
Not how it's spelled.
Is for those following along at home, we're dealing with an adjective here. B-R-U-S-Q-U-E. Brusque. Brusque.
Brusky.
You don't want to be brusque.
You don't want to be brusque.
Not in our line of work.
Oh, brutal.
Brutal.
We are that. Not quite, yeah.
How about a sentence or two?
It would need it if you would be so kind, sir.
I got you, my friend. We knew something was wrong when our normally easygoing professor was brusque and impatient with our class.
Short.
Short.
Agitated.
I can give you...
Visceral. Crusty!
I think if you take all, and I'll even include crusty in there, if you take all of that into one, I think you're flirting with it. She asked for a cup of coffee and received a brusque reply, "We don't have any."
Oh, gosh.
Like, yeah, short. Like, just rude? Yes. Rude is what I'd guess.
Cranky.
I'm going to give
crank
you guys.
Crust.
You guys are crank on crust. It. You guys are on it. I was going to turn down the volume so you could hit your horns. Lovely.
I'll hit them anyway.
I love it. A person may be described as brusque when they are talking or behaving in a very direct, brief, and unfriendly way.
Unfriendly way. You know, some people think when they're at the gym and they're getting yelled at by their, you know, instructor / motivator, right? That's rather brusque.
Yes.
However,
he's trying to fuel you.
Trying to motivate you.
Trying to get you motivated on this Monday,
it's
baby.
A motivating. Is it a motivating Monday?
I think it is.
Let's motivate.
I like this.
He's going to be brusque with me for drinking just basically
he's gonna,
milk
he's
and sugar for breakfast.
Rip a new one
I know.
For that.
Maybe. Drop and give me 50.
Yeah, well, I'll just have to leave then. That's what I have to do.
Daniel Ballard of Bird Boot Camp going to be joining us at 7:30.
My boy DB. I'm excited.
I wonder if he's playing golf still these days, isn't he? Probably a lot,
looks
too.
Like it.
Yeah, he does. Look, he's like, yeah, rather fit.
Yeah,
I would say,
it's like he's running those courses.
I hope he brought the donuts with him today, you know?
My man.
All right, interest rates aren't going down, right? We learned that, I think, last week. Did Dobie break that news? Did Joshua Dobie break that news?
I think Dobie's been trying to break that news.
He's been trying to let everybody know.
People haven't been trying to hear him.
They'd be down.
It goes down, yeah.
But the government's got the fix. They definitely have the fix. So I don't know if you saw, but I think it was on Friday. Was it Friday? Maybe over the weekend. Sometime recently, they just passed a nice spending bill, and this is how they're going to combat inflation.
Okay.
They're going to send $300 million to Ukraine.
How does
Oh, wait, no, excuse me. Billions.
What?
Billions of dollars.
Billions of dollars to Ukraine?
I pulled the wrong tweet.
I was going to say, is this the wrong tweet?
It is. This was the subsequent one. Sorry. Let me make sure I got that right. Oh, yeah, $61 billion.
To who?
To Ukraine. To fight inflation.
To fight inflation.
To fight U.S. inflation, yeah.
Send it there.
We're going to send it to Ukraine.
Because if we have less money here, it won't inflate here.
Right. Wait, no, hold on. Now there's another article, a different one. Wait, no. $95 billion? Which is it? Is it $60 billion or $95
billion? I don't know.
I got two different articles with two different billion numbers on here.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, excuse me. Wait. No. $95 billion is the total package. Ukraine, Israel, and I believe Taiwan. 60-something billion is just for Ukraine to help fight inflation for the U.S.
For the U.S. Right. How does that help fight inflation for the U.S.?
That's an economic question, one that I'm not privy to answer.
If you have less money here, then it's not inflating.
Then it's not going up. Yeah, it's
not,
exactly.
Not inflating.
You spend less here in our own country, it doesn't become our problem.
Okay.
So that happened.
Okay.
I thought I found the big fix. You know what I mean? Like, I thought this was breaking news. I thought everybody would want to know this is how we fight inflation. We spend more money.
No, we just send money away. We're not spending it.
We take
it
out of circulation.
Yeah, that's the problem. They made too much, and that's why we had inflation. Mm. So we just get rid of it.
You know, this is similar to something that I experienced over the weekend. I think inflation is true. Hyperinflation happened with Pokemon cards.
Oh, we're back on Pokemon.
All right. I had a little bit of that over this weekend. Sorry, I know it's a hard pivot here. So Noah, all in his brain, gets the decision that he wants Pokemon. He needs to see Daddy's Pokemon cards.
Okay.
And
you still have your cards.
Whoa.
Come on, Mamie.
Do I still have my Barbie?
Chill out a little bit. Why don't you? So it's in either two locations. It's either in a bin in the garage or it's in the attic. I had wondered if it was in the attic, but we start in the garage, of course. Take down every bin. Mm. Nada. Mm. Not a thing. End up in the attic. Okay. Back of the attic, bin, bag inside
furthest
the bin.
Corner?
Furthest yeah. corner. Got him, though.
Yeah.
Got him. So Noah starts playing with him and all this. I'm like, we're going to have to take a... Stop playing. Stop it. Hold on. Hold on. Stop playing. Let's do this. Let's reorganize. Let's reorganize for Daddy's sake. Daddy's going to take a few out, and then you can have the rest. So your boy, look, I left him with I left him all the water energy cards he needed.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Fire energy cards, rock energies. He's got all the energy he needs, but he ain't touching my holographics. He ain't touching my Japanese.
He's just not ready yet.
He's not. He ain't there. We also found my dad's collection.
You can tell by his excitement.
I will say, I don't know if I've struck gold. I told you, you know, I've got a family history of missed opportunities, right?
Right.
I told you guys about Krispy Kreme.
Right.
I told you about Tony Bennett. Mm. I'm not going to miss out on the sports memorabilia because, you know, as the biggest sports fan in the entire world, the most knowledgeable about sports, I found my dad's Babe Ruth cards.
No.
And
it's Hank Aaron's. No,
you
Mickey Mantle.
No, you didn't.
I got a binder of them, bro. I got a binder. I'm going to bring them in for you. I'm going to bring them tomorrow. Judy, put them by the door. I'm bringing them tomorrow. I don't know if they're worth anything.
Probably not. I'll
probably
take care
not.
Of them.
Probably not. Yeah, no.
I'll find out.
Probably not. Nobody need to take care of them because they ain't worth nothing. But there's a place on 28, a trading card place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about going by there, right next to Coffee Republic, actually.
Right.
Over there by, like, the CVS?
Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Apotheca, Goodwill, mm-hmm. Coffee Republic.
Okay, yeah,
sushi
yeah, right.
spot
okay,
that, I, right, that is, right. name is eluding me, but has pretty good all-you-can-eat sushi for lunch. I don't know how you feel about that, but, you know, all-you-can-eat sushi.
You need to go in there with a lawyer. Well, you are a lawyer. So.
I was thinking about that. Even if I identified and had a list,
you need a third-party appraiser.
Miss, yeah, that's what yeah. I mean. Like,
third-party appraiser. I got you.
I'm just going to look at his eyes and see what his eyes do. You know, I'm going to put that one to the side right now. Right? You can tell sometimes when people look at
you
this.
Can.
Sometimes
you can.
Sometimes you can tell.
I like to think about what kind of toys I had that I would have kept like that. I can't think of anything that I had. Now, American Girl doll, do you know what that is?
Yes, I'm familiar with that's an experience, right? That's a
yes,
whole thing.
That's so I do have like one of those. It's like one of the very first American Girl dolls. It's worth some money, but also I played with it pretty hard.
Wow.
When I was a kid, and then I gave it to Katie and she played with it pretty hard, so it's probably worth like $7 now. But it would be worth some money if I would have kept it in like pristine condition. That's probably it. That's it. All I got.
Yeah, there was a moment where Noah picks up a Blastoise, right? And he's like looking at him like, that one we're going to keep in the plastic. That one's going to stay in the sleeve.
He's got Jello on his hands.
Yeah. Oh.
There was this thing, though, the holiday Barbies that you're supposed to keep them in the box because they were going to be worth so much money one day. It didn't happen. Same with like Beanie Babies. It just didn't. Didn't happen.
I had another story from the weekend. Went to the dog stunt experience on Saturday night at Kane Center. Great show, by the way. I mean, this was impressive. I mean,
if you take your dog stunt on the road,
they're all adopted dogs from shelters, okay. And so that's what they're showcasing is like, hey, adopted, like that's their mantra, that's their mission.
I like that.
Out and adopt a shelter. They had this French bulldog poodle mixed, fastest dog I'd ever seen in my life. Mm. It was wildest. And the fur was like kind of weird. I was like, I can get down with this right here.
Yeah, and you got a Babe Ruth signed card too.
And I was going to go. So I was like, all right, where do I find me a French bulldog at the shelter? You know, that's what I said.
You take your cards in and try to trade them for a dog.
Hey, some of them are worse. But here's the thing. I'm standing in the line and I remember something. I had looked at my shirt before I left and it was one of the ones tucked in the back part of the closet. And you know, I got a cat. Remember the whole throw the cat vomit thing while I was late this morning? Well, she likes to hang out on the shelf. And so there was a big old patch. And so I'm standing in the line, and Demi's like,
"Oh, you had the man fuzz on."
Yeah,
you?
And Demi's like, "You need to go." So I go to the bathroom. I'm shaking this shirt out in the bathroom, getting naked in the bathroom. There's hair flying everywhere. I walk out. Hey, what's up?
Buzzing out.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33. Happy Monday to you. It's always motivating on Monday here, and you really need motivation. Is Monday the hardest day of the week to work out, would you say, Mames?
That's going to be a tough one, yeah. Tough to get started, yeah.
Let's find out. Daniel Ballard of Burn Boot Camp joins us, lead trainer in Mooresville, owner of the Tampa location, Burn Boot Camp. Dan.
What's up, everybody?
Do you go by Dan now?
Daniel.
Still Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel.
Dude, why are all these people blowing up our DM saying you're the meanest trainer Burn circuit?
Give him heck this morning.
It comes from a good place. It's like a very positive, motivating...
Motivating Monday.
Yeah.
From a good place, you know.
There's a second question that I get quite often. Is Burn Boot Camp a registered cult? Is that a real thing?
That people think so until they come in there and like then they get why it could get that title.
When did you start with Burn? It's probably been a few years now, I would imagine.
Yeah, so right my internship. So it's been like a one-stop shop for me. You know, Devin Klein opened in a parking lot, starting Burn Boot Camp in a parking lot right in Huntersville. And I think it was 2013. I was looking to do an internship, and one of my buddy's parents started with him in the parking lot. And then he finally opened, got a facility on Gilead. And then she was like, "You got to do it with this guy. He's got a lot of good things going. I think you'd be the perfect fit for this kind of workout." She knew my intensity and my energy, and you know how I can't sit still. You know, and so she was like, "This 45 minutes could be good for you." So reached out to him, and I took all his stuff back to my internship lead, and he met none of the requirements. And I was like, "Miss Kenny, you got to let me do it, though. There's opportunity here for me." So she believed in me, and then which has been a blessing because it set me up for success for my future and being in this for the long haul. 10 years in now, and in the same spot here around my family and everything still close. So it's been an easy transition, and I'm just super thankful for that guy and give me the opportunity. A lot of people give me the opportunity to be mean to them for 10 years and still want to show up. And you know, I'm in the service industry and I get to be kind of rough on people, and they still show up every month. Yeah, oh, they're hungry for it.
They come back.
Yep.
So Mames, Daniel and I and Bill, Daniel, Bill and I.
Not grammar of the day.
Well, my point here, we all had the same education at Hope All Together, as you can tell. So
absolutely.
Daniel's been here for quite a while. High intensity interval training, is that what Burn is?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You don't hit people though, do you?
No, we don't. Okay. We high five. A lot of high fives. We give out a lot of high fives. Let's go.
I gave one to Mames first.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Air five, Bill.
Yeah, air five in there. Yeah, big high five crew. Yeah. You know, but yeah, HIIT training. We do a lot of strength training, body weight conditioning. It's a one stop shop, really. It's like I'm still in Mario's.
There you go. Like,
it is. It's everything that you need. If you want to, it's hard to find a place where you can burn body fat and still build muscle at the same time. You know, and that's what we do there. Like, you can get results. You can burn body fat for the guys and the ladies in there want to get stronger, but they can still get their cardio fix and still lift weights to burn body fat. And we have a very structured protocol where if one day's conditioning, we're going to go strength the next day. If it's legs one day, we're going to go upper body the following day. If it's things that you don't like, you sign up for camp and still show up, because those are the days that are probably most important for you to kind of keep into your workout routine. So, but every day, even a strength day, yeah, it's still pretty fast paced. You know?
Have you done burn?
I've never done burn. No, that's probably the one I have not tried yet. I've heard it's a tough workout. I've heard.
Too much of a pansy to try.
Yeah, it's tough, but to be a burn trainer, if it takes a lot of skill set that a lot of other places don't necessarily require, because we want to take in the consideration of every person's fitness ability and mm-hmm. what they're capable of, that everybody's heart's different, that I don't care if you're an Olympic athlete or you've worked out your entire life, it's going to be hard for you because in different reasons than someone that hasn't worked out in 20 years or they just had a baby and they come in there and the trainer can take care of them and help them out to get them through it and build the confidence in them that it's going to be hard either way, but like, hey, you can do, let's get your heart. What's your heart and what's your heart? Mm-hmm. And then let's make you, you know, part of the cult.
So 10 years. See, I gotta watch
out. My friends that have stuck with it absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Like they just, when you say it's a cult, right?
I got some friends that are dedicated,
like diehard members.
It's like it's a sport.
Yeah. The vibes are great in there.
Yeah.
You need that. You know, like to do hard things, if you get exposed to something like that and you can do that workout, it's going to set your day up. You know, now mm-hmm. what the other hard things that we have to come, you know, step into, like, you know, cat throw up and other things, you can take it on because you just have that sense of accomplishment and confidence that, hey, I can do hard things and we can get through this and everything else can kind of just, you know, keep moving.
10 years, you've been sticking with the same regime. Favorite moment over the past 10 years?
Favorite moment? Man, there's a lot of them. I think my favorite moment still goes back to the day of having the opportunity to open and be the lead and the face in Mooresville. That was like my first, man, I still can get like goosebumps thinking about when I had that opportunity and how like invested. And I was like, this is all or nothing. I never had an experience where I was going to give everything. And it was going to break me before we failed, you know? And I just had to do it. I was 23 years old and just hadn't, you know, not much guidance, but I had a lot of hard work, effort, ethics, I guess.
All of it combined.
So getting that opportunity to like do it and then realize that, hey, that trusting the process and it's all kind of unfolding, flashing back 10 years ago to where I was. And I thought I was good, but I was just working hard. And now I found out, like I found that sweet spot where the experience that I have gives so much to the people that can walk into the gym and I can be there for them.
Really. All right, give me some examples of some, is it like the ropes, like the
yeah, but you got to get your elbows a little tighter
yeah.
And you should relax your jaws.
Okay,
there you go. And then don't hold your breath, you're not underwater.
I'm tired.
You got to breathe. Yeah, battle ropes, kettlebells, burpees. We like burpees, but you try to navigate those.
What is a burpee? I don't know.
A burpee is like,
show me. I don't know.
Can I do it?
There we go. This one's for Liz because she said to make you do a burpee.
Hands to the ground.
Wait, hold on. Okay, there we go. Yeah,
push up. You got to get your feet.
Yeah, get it, baby.
You got to jump at the
top. Yeah, you got to jump.
You got to push.
Get it,
up,
baby. Give
up,
me two more. Give me two more, baby. Give me two more, baby. Come on, that's one. That's one. Oh, with a little lift.
Big jump. Look at that.
Oh,
there we go.
Don't let Bill in here now. Oh,
I've had 10 years to create every burpee imaginable.
Yeah.
That we can think of, you know.
Love it.
So how does a class start off? Let's say someone's a first timer, they're coming in. What's the experience that they're going to feel?
Yeah. So the experience, it can be very intimidating, you know, coming into something that you're unsure of and you hear things and you know things and you categorize and you build this image of what it's going to be. But we have a great system that helps people come into the door to like break the ice. Like, hey, we got you. We're your friends. Ooh, out of breath a little bit.
That's okay. No, you're doing great, baby.
But we have, when someone comes in for their first day, we ask them three questions that are really important. We're looking like, why are they there, right? What brings you to burn? Like, why are you here? I need to know why you're here. So the trainer and myself can help you out and figure out what do we need to do for you for the next 45 minutes to make this a place that you're not sure of, but we want you to be sure when you leave. So we're looking for like, are you here to be challenged? Are you here for community? Or are you here for consistency? And what is it? Like, if you want to be challenged, okay, now I navigate how I need to push you and what mm-hmm. does that look like? Are you here for community because you're new to the area? You just need a support system. You need like-minded women or guys or whatever it is. Okay, community, we're going to partner you up with a friend and like get you some friends right away out of this group of 50 people that you feel like you're isolated, you know? And then is it consistency? Do you yo-yo? Have you worked out and you stop? You work out and you stop. And Burn is like huge with consistency. So now I need to know, okay, I need to show her that she can get through this, that she can do it, so she can come tomorrow even if she's sore. And I want to build that in you, that a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, your consistency is going to outweigh the intensity of what you might do for 2 months and then you stop, you know, because that consistency will win every day of the week. So we're trying to find those three C's when someone comes in to navigate, what do I need? Because at the end of the day, before you know it, I'm going to turn you into all three of those. You want to be challenged because I've worked with you and exposed you that, yep, that you want that extra push. Then you didn't like group classes, but now the community is everything, because now you go on play dates or you go on nights out and Taco Tuesdays and whatever else it may be that you guys can hang out and you've met like-minded friends. And then consistency, you always were, next thing you know, you're like addicted. We have in the app, we have a camp streak. It's like how many camps you can do in a row without missing. Next thing you know, they're like, oh, I'm at 20 in a row. I'm at 30 in a row. I have some people that are like, to this day, haven't missed a workout 6 days a week. Yeah, like 90 something camps in. And some of them are guys that thought like, oh, their wives have been coming for 4 or 5 years. And they're like, I'm a runner. I don't do that. And then they just came in and they're like,
they stuck with it.
Now they're like trying to get the number one spot of camps out of everybody, you know?
And so there are people that come every day.
Yeah, every single day. Every day our format's set up that, you know, every day might not be your best day, but what we're doing is if we did arms or we did upper body that day, we're going to change it up the next day. We're going to shock the body in a different way. So it's not so repetitive versus I'm going to run and I'm going to run and I'm going to run, or I'm just going to lift and I need an off day because I'm going to lift again the other body parts. So yeah, the format, and we work out on a floating floor that takes out a lot of impact. It's a cushioned soft floor that takes a lot of impact out of your joints that allow you just to do a little bit more without all the beating up your body.
Does Burn have products and stuff like do you guys
Burn, we got it all. Yeah, everything. The retail lines is a whole nother part of the business that allows us to continue to bring in revenue as well as give the people what they want. It's so we have protein, whey protein, grass-fed, plant-based. We have pre-workout. We have creatine powder. We have what is the other one? Collagen. We
got
collagen.
You got steroids.
Yeah. In the workouts, collagen, and then we just have a whole line of you know, if you look in the gym and you see everyone wearing the product, you know that they believe in the product, right? And they want to wear it. They want to.
You must believe it. You just did burpees in here without a glass, without a sip. Get this man a contract. All right, Daniel Ballard, of Burn Bootcamp, coming back.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:47. I'm just tired from all this. This is mental. Mental.
You should have seen all the sit-ups.
My gosh. I'm feeling it. I'm ready to go home and take a nap.
You were doing those jumping high burpees during the break.
Does Burn Bootcamp have a nap zone?
No, there is a child watch area, though.
There's a child watch area?
Yeah, we offer a complimentary child watch for...
It's basically like I can take a nap. Just drop off my kid, get a membership, life hack to daycare.
Have the kids run around and work out.
Take a nap. We do some family camps like that where the kids can come. But yeah, child watch is a huge part for the quick, busy lifestyles for the women and the men. We have offer 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, and then 4:30, 5:30 in the afternoon where you can come in, drop your kids off. And it's right there. You walk right in the second door into the entrance into the gym, get your workout, and then boom, grab the kids and then hit the road. So that's a huge selling point and option that's complimentary for your membership and for your unlimited camps if that's what you choose for your setup to come in and get your workout done.
Talking with Daniel Ballard, lead trainer of the Mooresville Burn Bootcamp location, also owner of the Tampa, Florida. Do you go to Florida often?
Yeah, it's nice year round there. So
it's not a bad place to have to go.
Yeah, I love the atmosphere down there. Tampa's a beautiful place. I have a great team down there. I try to recreate the same culture there that we have in Mooresville, because Mooresville is elite, honestly. What we've established, the structure and the team and the atmosphere and the members there, they really get it. And I'm might be biased, but it's hands down the best spot in the area.
How many members do you have come through per week, would you say?
Per week? If you count the same member, we have close to 600 members there at Mooresville. Wow. And the camps, the number of consistency up there to that ratio is extremely high. You think like Planet Fitness, $10 a month, like they might have 1,000 people, but they might have a consistency of like, you know, 25% of that 1,000. For us, like based on ours, I'd probably say like 90% consistency with it. Like the people that come there, they invest in it and they want to show up, they want to be there. And then we have ways to, if you fall out of the loop, that we contact you, reach out. It's more than just a gym. We have people that want to know where you are and how you're doing, and to make sure that you're still staying on track. We're a big support system.
If I'm interpreting everything that Burn is doing, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you would know Dana way more than I would. It's basically like having a personal trainer, but on like a kind of class level. Is that the way? Am I thinking about that the right way?
Yeah, you said it right. It's a group setting, but you're getting personal training in a group setting. So we're fixing form. We're correcting you. We're telling you, we're on days when you don't think you have it, we're building that motivation in you that you can go 2 pounds heavier, 5 pounds heavier in the right perspective doing it. Because hard is good, but you want to do it in the right manner, right? Because I can make someone work really hard, but is that really what I'm wanting from them in the long run? So we challenge people one-on-one in individual settings. So there'll be times where I'm in camp and you're in the workout, and Justin, you're all the way across the room, but I got a mic on, so I can control. I can be multiple places, and Justin, get your butt down.
Yeah.
All right. Billy, I need you to add this to it. Grab those 30 pounds instead of those 10s that you have.
Yeah,
and
Bill.
And then I'm on one, someone close into their bubble, just staying with them and pushing them through it. So you're definitely, if you're unsure of how to work out or how to do certain things, like my team is really skilled on the little details, because if I can't get you doing them right, you're not going to progress. And if you don't do them right, also injuries may happen, and we don't want that either. So the one-on-one training in that group atmosphere, we're very hands-on, is a big factor, leading factor for us.
Do you guys have, because this is one reason I'm banned from Planet Fitness.
Oh, you are?
The Lunk Alarm. You guys got a Lunk Alarm at...
No, I don't know what that is.
What is that? I don't know what that is either.
Bill, you know what Lunk Alarm is. I was lifting too much weight, and I got, you know, they have an alarm that goes, Lunk. You're Lunk. That's what they call you.
Oh, okay.
You guys don't have that there.
No.
You can lift as much as you, or do as much as you. Yeah. Is there lifting of weights, like bench, squat?
No, everything's dumbbell.
Okay.
We'll do the chest press. We'll do the other things, the bros, and we have some other equipment to kind of mimic some of those things, like on a Bosu ball, chest press, using the ball. We have a lot of equipment that we can manipulate. That's what's great about Burn Boot Camp, that we're not suffocated to like one thing, like the treadmills or the rower. I can kind of manipulate our workouts to give you a little bit of different feel from everything, a little bit of CrossFit feel, a little bit of Orange Theory feel, a little bit of Rock Box or, you know, F45, those things all in one, and just do them better than everybody else.
Is community one of the biggest reasons why people come?
Yeah, community. Yeah. Community is massive, and you can speak to it. You hear about it.
I hear about it all the time. I will say the number one thing I get in my DMs from women who move here, especially, how do I make friends, right? Yeah. And women need that community a little bit more than men tend to.
Yep.
And so I think that's such a big part of what Burn does, is create that community for women.
Yep. And people will ask that, because there's a lot of moms groups in the Lake Norman area, and they'll go in there and they're like, hey, I'm new to the area. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for somewhere to work out. And I'm not in those groups, obviously, but my members tell me, and they say, yeah, there's like 40, 50 comments, and they're all saying Burn Boot Camp, mm-hmm. Burn Boot Camp Mooresville, Burn Boot Camp Lake Norman, Burn Boot Camp Denver. You know, they're like, that's where you need to go. If you're looking for something, then, and that lets me know that these people believe in what we're doing, and they know that how they feel, like they want to share that feeling and that sense of community that's unparalleled.
Can I ask you on the spot what the pricing is for membership? I don't know.
So we have a 6 month, 12 month, 18 month membership, unlimited camps, and child watch access. Mm. Our 6 months is, I believe, $164. 12 months, I think, is $159, somewhere around in there. And then the 18 months is $149, I believe. Yeah,
I'm not sure. I don't see the, but I believe you.
I believe you. So you're looking anywhere in the unlimited camps, anywhere from $145. We do give teacher discounts as well.
Oh,
10%
nice.
Off to our medical and teacher discounts for those. So, you know, it's coming summertime. So we have to, if you're a teacher out there and you're wanting to come in, we definitely take care of them.
Sorry, I was trying to do this before. I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to do this now.
There we go.
Yeah.
He's throwing the discounts.
Yeah.
Right?
We love our teachers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, definitely. And with that, if they want to come in and try us out, I know we talked about this, is they can come see, check out the community and figure out what they're trying to do with a 3-day trial. We offer them to come in and experience it, because in that time frame, I'll give you one camp. You're going to know, like, it's what you want to do. Mm. I'm going to show you. My trainers have enough practice and skill to get you through it and kind of earn your trust quickly. That's the main thing. It's like, how fast can I get you to trust me so that you can believe in what I'm trying to do is going to help you. So in that 3-day trial, it kind of navigates. They'll get a cardio workout in. They'll get to get a strength day workout in. We never do the same workout twice. I've been there for 10 years. I've trained over 20,000 camps, and it's never been the same.
You've always been a fit dude in general. What's your, like, when you go into the gym, are you working out ever and during any of these camps too, to where you're a student rather than the trainer?
Or? Oh, absolutely. And the members love it. I get called out.
There's Ballard.
Yeah. One of my lead trainers, Lindsay, she's a killer. She's great. She is unreal. She makes me better. She's an awesome, I mean, I have a really good training support team there. And Lindsay, she's one of those leading factors as well. Couldn't do it without her. And she didn't let me slip. I don't get water breaks. Or everyone knows. And then when she gets on me and she's pushing me, everyone will just stop and just watch me just get tortured and just enjoy it. And then they just smile. But so I'm in there. It makes me a better trainer because now I can relate with them. I can relate on what it feels like when someone is pushing you that far or what's too much. How to, some days when I do struggle or why I need that and can continue to highlight that. If I do it, I can invest in replicate that for the people better.
What's the most popular camp? Is it like arms or
for the guys?
Legs,
yeah.
Or
the arm day, the guy ratio is up a lot. They don't miss that one.
Yeah.
You know, I would say, I ask these questions and the best thing is no one has that. It's always a mixed. It's always like, oh, they like cardio, but they hate cardio. Yeah. Oh, I want strength. And then, oh, I hate lifting the weights, you know, yeah. But they're there on the weight day. The person that hates it and the person that hates the cardio is there on the cardio day. And that's just, and so that's good to see, but I feel like it's a great mixture because it is so different. For me, training wise, I love training all of them because I train them all differently. I get to have like multiple different personalities. Sometimes I am real stern. What was the word of the day?
Brusque.
Sometimes I am like that, like
unfriendly.
No, yeah, in a positive
you?
Way.
No.
Yeah. What are those weights? why are you holding those right now? Is something wrong? Are you okay today?
You know? Justin, you're laying on the ground now. You need to get up.
Yeah.
Justin, breathe.
Yeah. So all the days are, it's just a mixture. And that's why what everyone likes about it, I think.
So you talk about, too, the day, what did you call it? What do you sit down, the meeting days where you meet with the members and kind of can
chat
through
nutrition? Yeah, so focus meetings. So we offer focus meetings, which before and after all our camp times, you sign up. We have our Burn Bootcamp app. If you guys want to check us out, just download the app. Very user-friendly, new. We just rolled it out last October. It's been very friendly for the member to click in Child Watch, to navigate online workouts. We offer an online platform as well right here in Lake Norman. They have a studio. They record all these online workouts where you could live stream with them on demand every single day.
That's awesome.
That's an additional to your membership. So if you travel a lot and you either don't – and you can have a universal membership with Burn where you can work out at all locations – or if you just want to have a on-demand platform where you can work out online, if there's not a Burn there, but then keep your gym membership. But the focus meetings are in the tab, and they're 15 minutes. Meet with your trainer. What are your goals? Do you need help with goal setting? Do you just want to check in? Do you help with nutrition? We have a advanced machine called the InBody Scanner that will track your lean muscle mass, your body fat mass, your basal metabolic rate. And so you can really navigate what are your goals. Are you eating enough? Odds are this was a big red flag for me when I first started. I was like, wait, you guys aren't eating enough and that's why you're not losing weight and that's why you're maintaining or that's why you're burning muscle mass.
I've been saying it for years.
And yeah, it's like eat more. You got it, because the lifestyles are fast and crazy, right? Just more of the right things, right?
Dr. Davis, I told you. I told you.
Eat more.
Yeah. Yeah, so the focus meetings are really important for them to take initiative of like staying on track, going back to consistency.
Well, and the nutrition factor, right? If I recall correctly from the little bit of schooling I've had on this, eating is a big part of your body's physical ability to improve, I guess.
You got to fuel the body, especially when you're hard on it. And like we talk about how the workouts are hard. If you push these hard workouts and you're not fueling the body, then you're kind of counterbalancing because we're looking for longevity. I'm not looking for you to lose X amount of pounds in 30 days really quick. And then next thing you know, you can't maintain that lifestyle and you gain it all back. We're looking for a healthy lifestyle, work hard, but have fun, enjoy life. We like that healthy balance.
Daniel Ballard, lead trainer of the Mooresville Burn Bootcamp, owner of the Tampa, Florida Burn Bootcamp,
Free 3-day trial
for
people?
Yeah, free 3-day trial. Yes. Come in, check us out, Burn Bootcamp. 3 days. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, Burn Bootcamp Mortizel. We post a lot of great stuff on there.
Dang. You got to meet Ballard.
Yeah.
He was pretty cool. Awesome. He's
cool.
All right, right?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 8:06. Happy Monday. I'm motivated now.
You're motivated?
Do some burpees.
Go for it.
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, I
you were doing them in the break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've already done my allotment.
You got to work out in.
Of my day. No, thanks to Daniel Ballard of Burn Bootcamp, lead trainer in Mooresville, also owner of the Tampa, Florida location. The Burn people come out. They come out in droves. They got to be careful.
They come out. I had some people saying in their DMs that they skipped their workout this morning just to listen.
Dang.
I know.
And then Daniel's going to go and yell at them now.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
You skipped your workout.
If you skipped out on your opportunity to win Merlefest tickets along with a two-night stay to Greystone Lodge, well, I apologize, because the winner's been drawn.
We did. We picked the winner.
Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, greystonelodge.com. You can check them out. They join us each Thursday at 8:30 to talk about what's going on in the High Country, the High Country Happening segment. They've partnered with us along with Merlefest. We're giving away a two-night stay to Greystone Lodge along with 4 general admission single-day passes to Merlefest. And there's a second place winner as well, right?
Yes, I didn't draw the second place
That's
winner.
Okay. Let's go for the first place winner for now.
First place grand prize winner is Lindsay Ray 99 is her Instagram handle. Woo! It is Lindsay Ray Mitchell. Congratulations, Lindsay. You get 4 Anytay passes to Merlefest.
4 of them.
2-night stay at Greystone Lodge.
2 of them.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Lindsay Ray 99. As you allegedly go by on IG, if that is your real name, probably
Lindsay
not.
Lindsay Ray Mitchell is what her name is on
Lindsay
Instagram.
Lindsay Ray Mitchell.
So congratulations, Lindsay. And then during the next break, I'll pull our second place winner.
Oh, a second place winner.
Yeah.
Somebody else is about to win.
Keep listening. You're going to win 4 day passes. And you can also use that Greystone Lodge 15% off to go and stay.
Always got the Greystone Lodge 15% off discount. You can find that on the WSIC News and Greystone Lodge IG page and the Linktree, I think.
It's going to be a blast.
It's going to be so much fun.
Merlefest coming up this week starts Thursday. Over 100 artists, 12 different stages, Old Crow Medicine Show. Last week, if you missed your chance, you missed the cue to call. Gave away some tickets there. Plenty more giveaways going to be happening throughout the summer, so you're going to want to stick around for that. Congratulations, Lindsay. We'll pick another winner sometime this hour as well.
Yes.
Not right this second.
Not right now, during the next break, and then we'll... So stay tuned. After Traffic with Jeff, we'll tell you who the next winner is.
Traffic with Jeff. Also wondering, isn't it starting to seem like just everybody's wanting robots? Like, aren't all these companies just trying to create robots now? Like, a little too much?
Yeah.
Is it a little much?
It's a lot of robots.
Apple now exploring the creation of home robots as the next big thing. Yikes.
You want a home robot?
Here's the problem with the home robot, or really with robots in general. They're going to have to be connected, you know, beam me up, Scotty, somewhere to get software updates. And I don't know who's in control of all this, you know? Who's really behind the scenes? Who's to say they can't flip one line of code and say, instead of, you know, love everybody, it's kill everybody. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, that's bound to happen.
Whenever I ask Alexa something, I always say please at the end or thank you, just in case. Comes to life one day, it'll remember that I was polite.
Now, if we can get, like, you know, the old tom-toms, and they have, like, voices, and I can get one to be, like, Snoop's voice around the house, that might motivate me a little bit more.
You wouldn't mind it if that came to life and murdered you?
Yo, dog, let me wash them drawers for you. You know, like, something like that.
Something like that. But then, yo, dog, good. I'm going to chop your head off. You'd be okay with that if you sound like Snoop Dogg.
Yo, my bad, bro. And then, like, pillow to the face.
Yeah.
That's how it goes down.
That's why I always say please and thank you to Alexa every time.
Yeah.
Always.
Just in case.
Oh, just in case.
I just felt like there's too many robot things going on. Is Tesla still just dumping right now? Is that happening, too? Tesla's not looking good.
It's not looking good?
The Cybertruck had some recalls over the
weekend.
I've
seen some Cybertruck stories on my time.
Or all of them, I think. With 40,000 Cybertrucks?
They're having issues.
It was something to do with the pedal. Like, the pedal... It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. The pedal would just get stuck all the way to the floor, thus make you losing control and the Cybertruck just going as fast as it can down the road. That's all that was. That wasn't a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
There's many bigger things that happened in your day.
That's not the worst thing that happened
that. That's not
in their day.
You know what happens to some people? They have sea monkeys.
Some people do have sea monkeys.
I had sea monkeys.
You did?
It finally died over the weekend. So I didn't think this was real. So
I didn't think sea monkeys were real.
See, I've seen them, though. That's the difference. Okay. I've seen sea monkeys. I now have laid eyes on sea monkeys. Started as this organic powder matter that you pour into water.
Okay.
That all of a sudden births sea monkeys.
That doesn't seem
prepare
right.
Prepare to be astonished.
It's a real thing.
Where did you get these sea monkeys from? The internets?
Probably from a guy selling beans at a corner store.
During the eclipse.
Anyway, it was a real creature that evolved out of this water egg solution. And so they must have been micro sea monkey eggs harvested directly from the insides of sea monkeys. I don't know. I don't know where they come from.
So what happened with your sea monkey?
It died.
It just ate?
It finally died.
Was it a sea monkey?
Or was it
multiple sea monkeys?
So in the beginning... In the beginning, there were a few sea monkeys that were very, very micro size. Then as they started growing, they started falling off. Or maybe the bigger one ate the other ones. I'm not sure. I can't confirm that. By the end, though, there's one pretty decent couple centimeter long one.
Yeah.
That survived. So out of a batch of, call it 30.
It just ate all the others.
One out of 30 survived.
To become one super sea monkey.
It kind of looked like it.
What are they, actually? They're not...
Sea monkeys.
No, but they're like sand fleas or something like that? Or are they...
Sea monkeys.
Oh.
TM.
I don't think that they're real. Wasn't there a South Park episode about sea monkeys?
There's been a lot of South Park episodes.
I think there was one about sea monkeys.
You ever seen the one about signing the terms of agreement for Apple?
Yeah. No, I haven't, but you told me about it.
We talked about it. Yeah. I thought you maybe went back and watched it.
No, I'm not going back and watching
it. Wait, you did go back and watch it?
No, I did not. No.
Also saw this weekend, Chili's got a new menu item.
Uh-oh.
Espresso.
Is it because they heard us talking about how I'm probably not ever going to go to Chili's again on Friday?
This is something that would motivate you to go. This is a Friday night menu item.
Okay.
Espresso martini.
Mm.
Ooh.
Do you have a picture of this somewhere? I need to look at this.
There was a commercial I saw last night. This was a last night.
Beans or I send it back.
Three beans.
This was a last night added to the sheet late night. It was a commercial. Chili's Bar and Grill introducing the version of the ever-popular espresso martini with a modification only Chili's could shake up. The traditional used vodka for tequila.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not drinking that.
Isn't the point of these mixed drinks, though, so you don't, like, taste it deeply?
An espresso martini, I'm really picky about it.
Are you?
Yes. I'm very picky about
what... I didn't realize it.
Yes. This is one of the things... Yes, I'm going to be very... Thank you about my espresso martini.
If it's not vodka, I send it back.
And if it's not like a flavored vodka, I'm sending it back.
If it's not strawberry shortcake, I send it back.
No, it needs to be like a vanilla vodka, I think, in an espresso martini.
If it's not vanilla, I send it back.
And it needs to be, I wouldn't drink it with tequila. No, I'm not. No, Chili's, I'm sorry. Try again. I know you're listening.
Chili's, shut it down.
Try again. Just
not going to work.
Put some alcohol in that chocolate molten lava cake. That's all
not good enough. Okay. Well, I thought I'd throw it out to you.
I do like an espresso martini, but I like even more a chocolate martini, and it's very hard to find a good one.
Do you feel like you're being too tough on Chili's? Because they literally just turned around from, I think it was, what, Thursday or Friday that you were bashing them?
Yeah,
and
it was
now
Friday.
They've already turned around and got you a new menu item.
They didn't consult me before they added this item. They thought they knew me. They don't know me.
Is it just the tequila part of it?
Yeah, the tequila. No, that's not.
But
an
what if it's like
martini.
What if it's a banger? Like, what if it's like, dang, this is the way we should have always made martinis?
I mean, if they want to bring me one, I'll try it. And the next, what, we got, what, hour, 45
espresso
minutes left?
Espresso martini delivered?
Is that it's coffee, right?
Can you do that?
Morning drink?
I don't think you can do that.
That'll work, right? Mm. Good thing my mom's not listening. But a chocolate martini is a hard one to get right. And I will tell you that, I'll tell you where I found it when we come back.
Found what?
A good chocolate martini.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:18. Happy Motivated Monday for you. Let's see if people on the streets are motivated. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You get to cruise in the HOV lane, too, with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There was an accident
on 77 South, just south of exit 31 Langtree. There's a four-car accident that was slowing traffic down to a stop. It might be getting cleared up now, but be careful if you're 77 South in Mooresville. Also, heavy congestion around the Huntersville area, southbound to exit 25 and 23. And then also coming into the city of Charlotte, heavy traffic this morning as you're going into the city from 85 in on 77. Traffic's backed up there. Also, Brookshire Freeway eastbound from 77 eastbound, moving pretty slow. 77 northbound, traffic is really heavy from 485 all the way up to the lake, so to Mooresville. So just be careful this morning. Take some time. Be patient, and hopefully everybody has a great start to the week.
It sounds like quite a few people on the roads this morning, Jeff. We appreciate that outlook. How was the HOV lane, though? Everything was okay cruising up and down?
I'm a little behind. The HOV lane was a little fuller this morning due to the accident on 77 southbound, but I'm moving, so it's good.
As long as we're moving. All right, Jeff, we appreciate you. RideICats.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jeff.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
You too, sir. Specialty trips throughout the week for ICATS, rideicats.com. Tuesday, they go to the VA in Salisbury. Thursday, they go to Winston-Salem. And Friday, they go to Hickory, a dollar each way for all those specialty trips. Not a bad deal whatsoever.
Not bad at all. Mm-mm. Not bad at all.
Not too bad. All right, we drew the first winner for the Merlefest Ultimate Giveaway, which included a two-night stay at Greystone Lodge, G-R-A-Y, greystonelodge.com. Beautiful boutique hotel in Boone, North Carolina, along with four general admission passes.
Yes, any day passes.
General any day passes to Merlefest, which again, Merlefest is Thursday. This week is when it starts, Thursday through Sunday. And so next, though, we're going to get a winner for just two tickets.
The other winner gets two 4-day general admission passes. Yes.
Two 4-day general admission.
Yes, so you can go to any of those days. You get to pick which day you want to go.
To any days.
Any days.
Okay, yep. Got it. Okay. Two general any day passes is the next winner here that...
Gisela Verando. Instagram handle G-I-X-E-L-L-A. Gilexa? Gilexa? Oh. That's our second place winner. So congratulations.
Congratulations, Gisela.
Well, you're going to be getting a DM with the way to get your tickets.
There you go. And that's how it happens on digital, is that we contact you the way that you submitted.
Yep. We'll contact you via DM. Lindsay has already responded back. She's very excited that she won.
Dang!
Yeah, she's on it.
We'll get her connected with Greystone Lodge. And if you want to stay at Greystone Lodge and planning to go to Merlefest, you can get the 15% standing discount that WSIC has. Just visit the Instagram page there, and you can get that old 15% off indoor pool.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
It'll be a great time. So congratulations, Lindsay. Congratulations, Gisele. And we're excited for you guys. Can't wait to see how much fun you guys have at Merlefest.
Gisele isn't she's not a Spice Girl, right?
No.
There's
a Jerry that's a Spice Girl.
That's right.
Yeah. I did see a video this weekend. Speaking of Spice Girls, did you see that?
I saw it.
It was what?
It was, what's her name's?
Victoria Beckham's.
Posh?
Yeah. Posh Spice's 50th birthday. They're singing Spice Girl songs.
They were.
Saw that on your timeline too.
David Beckham was doing the selfie video.
And we're becoming friends,
synced,
aren't we?
That's what happens.
Best friends.
Other thing I did over the weekend, Friday night, Snack Barge. They had a kickoff up in Mooresville at All Seasons Marina.
How was that?
It was great. I had the Barge Burger.
Mm-hmm.
I love me a good Smash Burger.
When he was here, he said that's the number one.
The number one. And then we had the hot dog.
How was that?
It was good. So here's the thing. A lot of people put mayo on hot dogs. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, a lot of people put mayo on hot dogs. It's very common.
Did you put mayo on the hot dog?
It comes with it on there.
Okay. How was it?
It wasn't overbearing to me.
Okay.
The mayo. Because I just took it all the way. I wanted to order, get the authentic experience. They put together their menu and all that. The Smash Burger was fire. The dog was good too. little bit thicker of a cut of wiener, but you know,
the Baja shrimp tacos. I thought that's what you
see. I was gonna want to, but we did a share. Demi and I, we wanted to try a little bit of both.
Yeah.
So she's not into the shrimp tacos.
Oh, she's like not into the shrimp tacos. Yeah.
What the dog doing?
Yeah.
I know. I know.
So we did not get the Baja shrimp tacos
next time.
But the smash burger, I will give it to Matt. It was pretty darn good.
Well, they are saying they're going to be everywhere, like more places this summer, out more. So I'm looking forward to it. That you think they'll make it over to Lake Cornelius though?
The launch over.
I'm going to challenge them. I'm going to challenge them.
Well, it was also cool because normally I hang out on the south side of the lake, right? Like mm-hmm. near the dam, right? This is my territory, kind of where I'm at. Obviously, on 31 on Langtree, right? At All Seasons Marina, looking at you're more on the north side of the mm-hmm. lake, right? Beautiful though, wide open views. It's just getting me ready for lake season.
Yeah, I'm
feeling
so ready for it.
And so the snack bar is going to be taking over. If you go on the lake and you need some deliciousness, some way you can find out where Matt's at on that day on the lake.
If you follow them on Instagram, they'll post their location.
They post where they're hanging out.
Yeah, they're at Dog Island pretty often, okay. Cocktail Cove, you know, the usual places that people usually tie up.
The places where I don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay away.
You don't go over there?
I don't. I used to.
You're not trying to tie up and get wild on the weekends?
Two reasons. One, I'm grown now.
You are?
Two, mostly. And two, my boat won't make it that far.
That's really the main reason.
I mean, she'll make it there. Probably
that's a
not
long
making
swim
it
back.
Yeah.
That's a long swim back on the boat.
And I've pulled the boat, you know what I mean, with swimming in the water before. And I don't feel like doing it all the way from up there.
What's the farthest you've had to swim your boat back from?
Probably John Connor Docks.
Mine's been the bridge over at Eddie's.
Oh, yeah.
Back over to Stutz Marina.
Gosh.
That's a swim.
Shit, that's a full day.
It took a long
did
time.
Did y'all
to get
enjoy
back.
The lake today? While Mamie drove us around?
Saw it all.
Wow.
That's a long swim back on a Tuesday.
Mm.
Yeah. And when you go out there on a Tuesday in a boat that doesn't really want to go, there's not a lot of people to haul you back when you get stuck.
No, there's not. That's the thing is you kind of set yourself up for what you bring out with you.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought maybe I should bring like a little trolley motor or something sometime, but I still haven't done that yet. There was also over the weekend a big boxing match. I don't know if you saw Ryan Garcia's boxing match.
I did not.
Yeah, so Ryan Garcia, boxer, plenty of things going on with him in general, but he did win his big boxing match. He bet on himself, though. So we've talked about this with the DraftKings.
You can do that, right?
You can. You can bet on yourself. Now,
boxing is a different beast.
Than basketball?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm not going to go into we'll save the basketball drama for our conversation with Joe Burke.
Right.
But for boxing, Ryan Garcia, he bet on himself $2 million.
That he would
won,
win.
That he would win. And he won $12
million. Huh. That's pretty
cool. So he was the underdog?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, he's been in the news a lot just for kind of looking like he's going crazy a little bit, this Ryan Garcia guy.
Yeah, he's talking about No Diddy and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, correct, yeah. Correct. So people probably doubted him.
Sure. But that doesn't have anything to do with his ability to fight, right? Unless they're just assuming like his mental ability, like, nah, he's not stable, he ain't gonna win.
Correct.
But they let him fight, though.
Correct.
You know, isn't that the funny thing? It's like, we're kind of worried, but at the same time, you know, actually, a little crazy is pretty good. Let's let him fight.
Yeah.
You know?
Really good.
Be a good show.
Really strong. Yeah.
Don't you have to be a
better
little
better to
bit...
be the craziest person
I was going
to
say.
That's what I'm saying.
The expectation was way lower, clearly.
Get paid professionally just to get hit in the face, you got to be a little bit crazy.
You definitely do. But now, granted, he's walking away with, on top of the purse of winning,
right.
This was outside.
Outside of what he got for just boxing in general.
Clearly been a winner before if he's got $2 million to bet on himself.
This kid's been
a
stud for a long time. Yeah.
Mm. And this was the seventh time, I believe, these two have actually had a match against each other.
Correct. I think they fought when they were amateurs.
Yeah. They were tied, and so now Garcia is up one.
Okay.
All for the lead up to Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
I know. How much farther away is that?
That's in July.
Oh.
I believe July 20th or 21st, one of the two.
That far away.
It'll be live on Netflix, allegedly.
I'll forget about it between now and then.
A few times?
Yeah, I'm going to forget about it a lot of times. You have to remind
I'll
me.
I'll remind
the
you.
Day of.
A couple
it's
of
happening.
Times through it.
Yeah.
That boy can fight, though. Mm.
Did you catch the race last night at all, Bill?
I did not.
None of it?
I'm having a little bit of trouble with my cable at the moment.
Mm, what's going on?
Having trouble logging on.
Isn't it plugged into the wall?
No, I use the app, the Spectrum app, so I kind of mooch off my parents.
Harvesting, I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I was doing that for a little while. They caught on. Not my parents.
They changed the password on you?
No, not my parents. Spectrum caught on. They're like, oh, you don't live in the same house as the person who
they've definitely started doing that. Even Netflix, right? I think it has to do with like your IP address or whatever and all this other kind of highfalutin technology stuff. It's like, dude, we're talking about Netflix right
now. I mean, it's $7. Are you really? Or how? I don't know how much Netflix is now. Maybe 12, 15. Who knows? I don't know. I have to pay for it now.
Netflix is trying to go for this live stuff, though. Now, the second or third time? The first was
Love is Blind.
Which reunion. Went terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. And then they did the SAG Awards, which I did not watch, so I don't know how
Nobody
those
cared.
Went.
Yep. Yeah.
So then this next one's going to be the next big one, I guess. It's going to be the live sports. Well, they did tennis, too. Or did they do that already? Or there? I think they did a tennis match live, too.
Did they? Oh, I think you're right about that. Mm-hmm. I do. It wasn't Djokovic.
I don't remember who it was, but yeah, they tried that too. So interested to see how that goes. But the other ones do live, like Hulu does the ESPN, has the live sports on theirs. And
Disney has the Eras Tour, but I don't think that's live.
It's not live, no. But they do Dancing with the Stars live, which is just fantastic. I'll be real hype whenever that comes back around in the fall.
You're Dancing with the Stars fan?
Oh, my only goal in life is to be famous enough to get on Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
I want to be a C-list celebrity. And get on Dancing with the Stars.
Let's make that happen. Another thing that Netflix could air live if they wanted to, this tweet coming out. NASA predicts the star T. Coronae Borealis, whatever that star's name is, will explode into a nova anytime between now and September. Something maybe that Netflix should consider, you know, streaming live. Is this going to explode the planet?
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN, 8:34. Happy Monday. A lot of sports talk this weekend. Quite a few events taking place. You got NASCAR. You got Charlotte FC. You got basketball. You got baseball. Probably some other sports out there in the world. Polo, I think, going on in the world. I caught a polo match the other weekend, by the way. Yeah. Joe Berg, WSIC sports director. What was your favorite sporting event of the weekend?
I got caught into some college softball over the weekend.
There you go.
There was some wonderful games going on.
High time. There you go. What's going on in that world?
You know, they're playing. It's the middle of the season. It's still early. Your favorite thing to say.
Who's your favorite? UCLA?
No, I don't have a favorite yet. I just caught one game. I just caught one game so far.
Did you catch any of the NASCAR races over the weekend?
Yeah, you know, I did. And I got to say, I'm actually slightly disappointed in what happened this weekend.
Uh-oh.
So the ARCA race was pretty bad. I like to tune into the lower series during Daytona Talladega week, just because it's Talladega. You never know what's going to happen. The ARCA race, we could put that one aside. There was absolutely nothing that happened. The Xfinity race was okay, I guess. And the Cup race was probably one of the worst Talladega races in the past decade or so, in my opinion. Now, some people might think that because they were three wide for a majority of the race, that it was a good race, when in reality, they were running 15 miles an hour slower than they normally do, because everybody for the entire race, well, for about 90% of the race, was trying to save gas, and there was nothing that happened. There were two incidences due to cause. Other than that, you had the stage break and a checkered flag, and that was it.
So we want more wrecks during NASCAR races?
I want more driving to the front. I want more actual racing rather than the collective deciding, we're going to sit here and run half throttle, get to 10 to go, and then we'll finally decide to race. That is, it's just not good racing. It's not a good product either.
Should we lessen the amount of cars?
No, I don't think the amount of cars is the problem. I think the car itself, as everybody has been saying, is the problem so far. You can't get that third lane at Talladega to work, and it's been like that for a while now. I mean, we saw a little bit of a third lane work at Daytona, but that was only because of the same thing. People were saving gas, and you were able to go on that third lane, push a little bit harder, and drive yourself to the front. When everybody's pushing as hard as they can, side by side like that, you're locked in. The side draft on these cars is too extreme to where you can't do anything. And NASCAR is starting to see their product suffer, especially now at the super speedways.
Shout out to 2311 winning the race yesterday, though.
Yeah.
MJ, it was really funny. I think I have the clip pulled. Yeah. MJ coming out of retirement. Let's play. I want to play this audio real quick. We don't have to play the whole thing. But it was funny listening to Michael Jordan talk about racing. And the terms, and it's much like similar to when I start talking about sports, pretty much is what MJ had a little bit of. Hold on, Bill's pulling this up right here.
And how about that? Michael Jordan at the racetrack, didn't see you until the end, now standing in victory lane. How cool is this? And to see that paint scheme.
Well, Denny keeps saying I was bad luck when I come to the track. And today we proved him wrong. I mean, look. Actually, he did a good job by wrecking so we can get up front. That was actually pretty good. But, you know, I think Tyler did a good job. Unfortunately, Bubba couldn't finish. But, you know, the whole team did a good job. And, look, I'm very happy to be here to see it. You know, everybody tells me when we win, we can have a good celebration. But this is the first time I've been here. And to my wife and my kids and everybody, yeah, we did it. I'm sorry I left you home.
That sounds like me talking about it.
That was wonderful.
Well, it's funny too, because later on in the clip he then starts talking about, you know, it's fun when you win a game, a match, I mean, one of these races. One of these races. And it's like,
so ecstatic for the,
here we go,
obviously for the fans who support the sport itself. And you know, we've been working hard trying to get ourselves up to where we can compete against all the, you know, top guys in this sport. But we've done a heck of a job just to be where we are, and for us to win a big race like this, I mean, it means so much to me and for the effort that the team has done. And look, I'm all in. I love it. You know, it replaces a lot of the competitiveness that I had in basketball, but this is even worse, you know, because I have no control. If I was playing basketball, I have total control, but I have no control. So I live vicariously through the drivers and all the, you know, crew chiefs and everybody. So, I mean, I'm very happy for 2311, 110%.
All right, new ownership in NASCAR, and not like today new, but in the sense of Michael Jordan joining the sport. What do you think, net positive for the sport there, Joe?
Absolutely. Anytime you can get an athlete from another sport to join NASCAR, especially somebody as high profile as Michael Jordan, that's a win, a big win, because you're going to draw other eyes to the sport.
All right. Charlotte FC had their match over the weekend. How did it turn out?
Not great. Mm. Not great. Tough loss for Charlotte FC this weekend. They lost 3-0 to Minnesota. And this one was kind of over early. They didn't possess the ball very well at the beginning of the game. They ended up having the ball a lot more towards the end, but Minnesota continued to put shots on the entire game. They scored in the 31st, 49th, and 53rd minute. So right in the middle of the game, I'd say. And, you know, Charlotte, just the floodgate opened and they couldn't close it for a while. And once you get down 3-0 in soccer, it's a little hard to come back from that.
A little tough. Same thing happens in hockey all the time. I think I saw game one of the East, was it yesterday, or the West? I can't remember. It was Colorado last night got whooped by Winnipeg.
Oh, yeah. Colorado, that was a wonderful game. I was watching that one. We had 6 goals scored in the first period of that game. Winnipeg put in 3 goals in just over a minute at one point. I mean, the goals were coming fast and furious in that one. More importantly, though, when it comes to the NHL playoffs, the Carolina Hurricanes got game number one victory against the New York Islanders on Saturday. So tonight at 7:00, we'll have game number two. Again, this one's going to be out in Raleigh.
Did the Rangers make the playoffs?
They did. They're the number one team in the NHL.
Oh, they are. Okay, so when the Hurricanes play the Rangers, should we expect more fights?
No, I wouldn't say that, because with playoff hockey, nobody wants to go to the penalty box for 5 minutes. You want to be able to be out there. Now, unless there's something egregious that happens, like a dirty hit, or it's just out of hand early, then I would expect something to happen. But if it's just a game being played and it's a close game and people are hitting the way they normally do, I don't expect any fights.
It was a pretty rough game yesterday, the Colorado one. That got pretty aggressive.
It did. It definitely did. Now, they didn't fight. They definitely roughed each other up and got into scrums a lot, which it's going to happen all the time in playoff hockey. And you probably noticed the referees, they're a little slower to call the whistles on scrums like that, whether it's team on team or a one-on-one person. There was a scrum in front of the benches early in the second period in that game, and they were shoving each other back and forth, and there was no call. So this is something that we just expect in playoff hockey.
NBA basketball playoffs taking place right now. Charlotte Hornets, how are they looking?
They're looking great for the offseason. They're going to have a decent draft position, that's for sure.
What do you think the lottery? What slot do you think we get in the lottery this year? Do you think we finally get number one?
No, I think somehow the NBA has a vendetta against the Hornets. I really don't understand why they can't get the number one pick. They don't get the number one pick. The Hornets, the old Hornets, leave, and then they immediately get the number one overall pick. So I don't know what it is about Charlotte, but we just can't get the number one pick. Maybe this version of the Hornets can do it.
What about locally, Joe? What's going on locally?
Man, the baseball scene has been lackluster this year, honestly. Some of the schools in the area just haven't been able to put it together this year. Lacrosse, though, seems to be where it's at. A lot of schools in our local area are ranked very highly, not only in the state of North Carolina, but also nationally. You got Lake Norman's a really good team out there as well. So I'm looking at that as well as women's soccer. My high school, Pine Lake, the women's soccer team over there, ranked top 10 in the state of North Carolina. So looking at that as well.
Okay, a lot going on over the weekend. Joe Berg, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Joe, what you got on tap for the show today?
We're going to go over the NASCAR race. I got a lot to say about what's going on with the NASCAR world. We're also going to talk about the Carolina Hurricanes, make sure that we know what to expect for game number 2 tonight, as well as go over all of your local sports, updating you on who's looking good.
Now, what about regular MLB baseball, Joe? I know you're a big fan. What's been happening there?
You know, the MLB season is so long that even early in the year like this, you can't really take anything away from it just yet. We are a few weeks in, though, and there's been just over 20 games played for most of these teams. The Guardians look really good this year. The Dodgers are a little bit worse than I think people expected them to be. They're only 2 games over 500. But like I said, 162 game season. You can't take anything out of 25 games and say, this is what's going to happen the rest of the year.
Ryan Garcia winning his boxing match over the weekend. Did you make a sports bet?
I did not, but I know he bet on himself and he bet against his opponent and he made a lot of money.
Nothing wrong with it. Only thing left in the world of sports, I think that would make it even better. Really, we could make this cross all sports. Steroids.
No.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:48. There it is. It's because the people are watching. You got to make sure Bill's
you
Bill's
time. I know. You got to get it just right. Yeah.
Nationwide health alert.
Uh-oh.
Greater Omaha ground beef products recalled. So if you do, you get that panic look on your face, like as if like
Greater Omaha. To get ground beef?
Greater Omaha, the brand.
Oh.
Ground beef products that may be contaminated with E. coli.
Until they say Aldi, I'm in good shape.
Not just any E. coli, 0157:H7.
That sounds like a bad one.
It's a serious one. That's for darn sure. So you want to check that out?
If it's not from Aldi, then I don't have to worry about it.
Well, they might sell Greater Omaha beef.
Are you serious?
That seems very...
Aldi's not selling Greater Omaha anything.
Because they're from Europe?
Berman's. It's German.
It's German-based meat.
German meat, yes. Mm. As long as I don't have to worry about that, I'm good.
See, Luke Bryan, he had a concert this week. He fell down. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he fell down on the stage. He's fine. He has a good opportunity, I think, to play it off. He was like walking on the stage and he slips. Mm. But what he slipped on was a fan's cell phone.
A fan like threw their phone up
there? I don't know if they threw it, but like he fell on their phone.
He fell on their phone.
I see the video here. Yeah. And then what he did was he said, hey, did any of you get that? Which I thought was pretty funny because everyone has their phones out.
Right.
And obviously he's got a camera on him the entire time. But yeah, he slipped and he hit his elbow there. Thankfully, he's okay. But I thought it was a cool little humbleness thing that he did there when he slipped and fell. We all slip and fall. And
yeah,
you know, these superstars are no different.
They're just like us. I fall down all the time.
Every day.
Almost every day I slip and fall. I fall quite often. I fell in the Target parking lot not too long ago. I was wearing just like flip-flops, so they were slick on the bottom, and it had been raining, so it was wet. And I felt like I fell in slow motion. Like, I could feel myself falling, and there was nothing I could do about it. I was just in the middle of the parking lot, so there's nothing to grab onto, bags in both hands, and I'm just slowly falling like,
no.
Okay. Target's always packed, too. So, like, 80 people saw me. Ma'am, are you okay? Are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. Bloody knee.
Oof.
Through my pants. So that's how hard
Ouch.
I fell. But it still felt like slow motion when I was falling. Yeah.
The paint stripes on the ground, I always try to like walk like I'm on the moon, like walking across them because those are what gets slick. It's the paint.
Yeah. My issue is I don't look down when I'm walking. I just looking ahead. Mm.
I just got a call from Wolfpack Gary.
Wolfpack Gary!
He has informed us with some great Monday news.
Okay. What
All
you
right,
got?
Gary, what you
Brittany
got?
Brittany went on the edge this morning. Fret not. The Krispy Kreme in Salisbury has reopened after their remodel.
Mm.
That's a good one. My fault, Justin. You can hear it again.
Shout out to Krispy Kreme.
Is that the closest one?
Salisbury?
Mm-hmm.
Is there not one in Mooresville?
No.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about the one in Salisbury. It's nice and new.
Thanks, Wolfpack Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
A lot of protests happen in the world these days.
Protest?
Yeah.
Around Krispy Kreme?
But I think I have a new standard for protesting. If I'm going to protest, I want to do it like the French do. Mm. The French farmers are the only ones protesting the right way.
Okay.
I mean, if you're going to go against the government, if you're going to try to make a statement, how else better to do it than with manure?
Oh,
it
no.
really is the only way. Is to just take tanker trucks full of manure and just spray it on government buildings.
Oh, no.
The French are doing it right over here.
Oh, no.
And it's not like it was just one little tractor. If you're watching WSIC News, the WSIC News app, any of the socials.
Oh, no. On the people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, the French are doing... I don't give a lot of credit to the French, but right here, as far as the farmers go, this is how you get the government to notice and take appreciation for what you do.
Oh, no.
Just gas them with complete manure. And look, the other tractors like coming along.
We're backing them up.
It's like a scene out of Cars.
It is
right
an episode
here.
Of Cars.
You know? That's exactly what this looks like. But they're just dousing the buildings with this manure spray.
Oh my
dude.
Plenty more where that came
now,
from.
Now for the French, the streets already stink, so it's not gonna change too much of what's going on there. It's more so the fact that they're having to bathe in this stuff now because of the farmers. But take a book out of that. You know,
hope
page
they
out
clean
there.
That up before I get there.
Yeah, you're going in a couple of weeks. I did that. I thought of you when I saw that. I said, that's where you're going.
Is that where I'm
that's
staying?
Where you're at? Is that your hotel right there on the screen? Freshly powdered for you right there. That's what you look for.
Oh.
Do you know where Taylor Swift is going to be performing?
I do, but I can't pronounce it.
Okay.
The that's Louvre?
Fine. No, not the Louvre. It's
the Vatican?
It's the big soccer, wait, that's not soccer stadium.
Not
defense. That's how
where France
say
plays
it.
At. Where their France plays at.
Yeah, it's a big soccer stadium
for France.
For France, yeah.
Paris.
In Paris, yeah.
Bali.
La Défense is what I call it, but my friend who is French pronounced it correctly for me, and
France.
I did it horribly wrong. So that's where she'll be though.
I'm wondering, Patrick Reynolds, who hosts the Home Ad Show, WSIC Home Ad Show, 9 to 11. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You found something. You lost something. You got a birthday anniversary. You know he takes like over 1,800 calls a month into the Home Ad Show. Patrick, do you speak another language by chance?
I do not speak another language. However, as I can brag about my nerddom, I do have a booklet that will translate Kryptonian. I have the Kryptonian alphabet, and I can. I don't know how to pronounce
Superman.
It, but yeah, I can.
Superman. Yes.
Superman's language.
Superman's. Superman. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not in with the cool kids. I don't know about it.
Oh, you are in with the cool kids. That's why you don't know what Kryptonian is.
It's either that or Klingon. Those are the only two options.
I do know Klingon. Yeah. I mean, I don't know Klingon, but I know what a Klingon is at least. That's Star Trek.
I did take French in high school. I think they passed me out of mercy. I just
merci.
D minus. Get out of here,
Patrick. Joe Berg had a hot take there on the race this weekend. Do you share that hot take and thinking that it was a terrible race?
Yes, 100%. He and I were actually talking in the studio here during the break, and we were just lambasting NASCAR left and right, how they've just destroyed the product over the last couple decades, and it has just gone downhill. And we're in tears because we love racing and we love this sport, and the people that are running it straight into the ground. Quote me on that. I will die on this mountain saying that it's mismanaged and poorly run.
Do you think that we should go, and this is relating back to France and the farmers, should we go international with any of this kind of race, like F1 going international, basically? Is that a realm that NASCAR should be exploring?
No, not at all. When you can't do the fundamentals right, go back to your fundamentals. And that's within all of us in our daily lives, our families, our businesses, our companies. Don't keep expanding and going to trying new things when you can't do right what you're meant to do. If a burger joint can't cook a good burger, don't be venturing out into barbecue or fish. Goodness gracious, go back to getting your burger right before you do anything. This is stock car racing. They can't get that right in America, on American soil. For the love of all that is holy, don't go international.
Doesn't sound like Patrick has an opinion on this.
No,
at all.
I don't think he feels strongly in any kind of way.
Bored with it, actually. Yeah. Now, Patrick, you're a man about town. You're all over the place, all over the scene. What was happening this past weekend? Did you have any good times?
I had a lot of good times. Friday night, I was in Mooresville at the monthly Hot Rods and Hops Car Show at Rev Fast, and had a great time. Gorgeous April evening on a Friday night. Blue skies, warm weather, lots and lots of good people, cool cars, motorcycles, and trucks. That will be back in May. And Saturday, I was at Langtree on the stage that we used for Langtree Live, but Elevate Rock School was there with a recital, and it was all afternoon into the early evening with Waves Entertainment. I was there. Over 225 music students rotated Wow. through that stage in the afternoon. What a great day for us to look at future musicians. Around Charlotte and Lake Norman, the music scene is in very good hands. There's a lot of good music schools getting these kids up to speed on stage and sounding great with music and vocals.
Was there any just... curious, any flute players?
Flute players. No flutes.
It's a dying.
Yeah. I don't think Elevate Rock School has flute lessons, though. There's more rock.
You know, I played the flute in third grade, Patrick.
I did not, but now I do.
Third
JC
chair.
Trivia. That's
third,
great.
Third chair. Pretty proud
really?
Of that one.
I'm yeah. proud of you. That's great.
Couldn't play one note. It was quite an amazing feat.
How'd you get that third chair
and not be able to play one note? Everything's on click tracks now, you know what I mean? And it's been that way for a while. All right, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. 9 o'clock, the phones start lighting up, and you can do all kinds of fun things and give away stuff. Patrick, we appreciate you, sir.
I love you guys. Looking forward to the show. Have a great rest of good morning, Elkan.
All right, sir.
Thanks, Patrick.
I mentioned at the beginning of the show, Sheetz is getting sued. That's
yes,
I mentioned
did.
This.
You did mention
Let's
that.
Pull up the clip here as we're about to roll out of here. Amazing, the reason why, by the way. Absolutely amazing, the reason why. I don't know if you caught this story over the weekend, but the federal government announced that they're going to sue Sheetz. And it's really, they did. They genuinely did. The federal government announced.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Sheetz for racially discriminatory hiring practices. According to the lawsuit, Sheetz has maintained a longstanding practice of screening all job applicants for records of criminal conviction and then denying them employment based on those records. The EEOC says that Sheetz hiring practices disproportionately screened out Black, Native American, Alaska Native, and multiracial applicants, which violates provisions of Title VII. U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity.
So Sheetz does criminal background checks on every applicant.
Right.
And they will deny people based on their criminal record.
Right.
And the federal government is now suing Sheetz for those employment practices.
For not hiring people because they have a criminal
because
background.
Because of being a criminal.
It's only Monday.
Yeah. That's it, baby.
One way to end the show, right?
It's up only. Up only for your day. I'm just giving you the news of the world.
That's old hour, right?
I'm here for you. Very interesting.
We didn't even get to some of the other stuff.
Some look forward to tomorrow.
Well, we got lots to talk about tomorrow then.
We do.
Yeah.
Congrats to the Merlefest winners.
Yes.
158 on Main tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah. They'll be here tomorrow.
158 on Main! Shout out to downtown Mooresville, one of the top downtowns in the Lake Norman area for now.
It is the top for now.
Oh, it is. For now. Not forever. For now.
For now.
Let's go do some burpees.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.